instead of wearing masks, they wear hats. And instead of $45, it costs you a covered dish. And instead of calling it an orgy ball, I think they call it a family reunion.
There you go.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, you're not that bad.
That's funny.
From West Virginia, that's not bad.
Okay.
All right, see you later. Like... Bye-bye. All right. Hello.
A covered dish.
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Right.
Hey, Don. I was just listening earlier today. I've been in and out of sales calls, so I haven't had an opportunity to call. But why the heck do you need to have your son up at 9 a.m.?
It's called living a normal person's life.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, I always hated that when my father did that to me. I never understood it, you know.
Yeah, but you're better for it, sir.
And I'm sure when you have a 17-year-old son, you won't appreciate the fact that if you gave him the opportunity, he would sleep until 3 o'clock in the afternoon every day.
Absolutely, and I think that's kind of odd. I mean, I guess I have a 2-year-old right now and a 4-month-old. So
great. Well, then talk to me in 15 years, okay?
Exactly.
Right now, your biggest problem is the fact that you got to change a poopy diaper.
Exactly, and I said I'm not in your position at this point in time, but it's odd how when they're young, we want them to sleep as long as possible, and as they get older, we want to wake them up early in the morning.
That's an absolute 100% fact.
Just think, maybe if your dad had done it to you more often, you would be, as opposed to selling things that other people create, you'd be creating things yourself.
Actually, the funny thing is I run a family business, and we manufacture the product that we sell.
You got me.
Turn it around on you.
I was kidding.
KMA, my friend.
You can tell that he's a salesman. Can I talk for a second here, sir?
What does KMA mean?
Just for a second, I want to say that I was kidding because I respect the sales profession. I respect people that sell things.
Always have.
What does KMA mean?
Kiss my ass.
Oh, so. What does ABC mean?
It's already been chewed.
No.
No idea.
What type of a salesman are you? Always be closing.
Always be closing.
Don't you watch Glengarry Glenn Ross?
Always be closing. I don't have time. I have a 2-year-old and a 4.5-month-old.
He doesn't have time between talking.
All right. All right. Thanks for the call. Listen, you know what? You do. Bart's on the phone.
Uh-oh. Pardon me?
My son's calling in.
Okay. Well, it's a business doing pleasure with you, gentlemen.
Thank you. All right.
That's a salesman joke.
Here you go.
ABC always be
Give that man a prize.
What do you mean, give that man.
The guy who
called on you in your defense.
He deserves one. Come on, you got him lying around.
No. Nay. 9 a.m. Wake up time.
Why? Makes no sense.
Nevertheless, that's the way it is.
Today's modern age, we have something called a break. Summer. Let me sleep.
Yes, and I'm allowing you to sleep until 9 o'clock.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that courteous time. No, that's nothing.
You know, the thing is, Bart, you should know that, in a year or 2 years of college?
A year.
A year. In a year.
I've reminded him of that.
I will give you the Mike O'Mara tip here that when you get to college, not your first semester and probably not a whole bunch your second, but when you get into that sophomore year, you lay those classes out just like I did. My first class for my entire college career, my earliest class on Monday was 6:30 in the evening.
Have I ever told you you are my hero?
That means I'm screwed.
I know.
Yeah.
Screwed. If Uncle Mike is your hero.
Right. And, you know, the first question to ask your first college roommate, it's a very important question. Do you like to sleep? If you enjoy your sleeping, make sure you get a college roommate that likes the same thing.
Mike, this is all a moot point right now.
Right now he's living under your roof. I'm supporting you, Don.
He still has time under my roof with these house rules.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
All right, son. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. I'll see you.
9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
No, that's right. I'll see you then.
Okay.
I'll see you before that. We're going to the show tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to... Tonight, Bart and I are going to go see Chicago.
Ah, Chicago. Wow. Fantastic.
At a Wolf Trap. Looking forward to it. All right, bud. I'll see you.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's funny. Give that man a prize.
There he is.
He's always had that way of talking when he calls on the radio, too. Remember we had that tape one time where we weren't sure whether it was Bart or not?
Oh, that's right.
It is my way, or whatever. Here it is.
Here's Bart.
That is my guess. The bad guess.
This is from some movie or something.
That is my guess. The bad guess.
Ah.
That is my guess. The bad guess. The bad guess. That is my guess.
The bad guy.
Give that man a prize.
That is my guess. The bad guy.
Hello, Don on my show.
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, I got a comment about the kid sleeping in.
Yes.
I think he had to be up early, out doing a part-time job of some sort, earning money, you know?
Well, now, he does have a part-time job, but he has a part-time job that allows him to work late in the day, a couple of days a week.
Ah, still let him get up.
Right. You're right. That's what I'm doing. I'm making him get up.
That's right. Have
thank
him
you.
Get up. Enjoy. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, I'm trying to think back when I was growing up. No, even the summertime, it wasn't like I could sleep in. You know,
right.
even if I didn't have something to do, but most of the time I had something to do.
Parts is parts. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don?
Yes.
I'm calling from West Coast. It's a little after 10 o'clock. I forgot my Palm Pilot at home. I'm trying to get some information out of it. My kid just graduated high school. How the hell do I get him up? I've tried the house now three different times.
Well, seriously, I mean, if you're really having a problem, put the kid in a box and mail him to me. I'll raise him. I'll raise him correctly as if he were my own.
Oh, good. That might be good because he's about ready for college, so that'll work out fine.
I really don't have time to really get into the real strategy of what I'm doing because there is a strategy, and keep in mind that the enemy, in this case, my son, is listening to the radio.
Yes, well, so you don't want to tip your hand.
And I heard you earlier. You were talking about the Xbox. Well, we don't have an Xbox. He does have a TV in his room, but. It doesn't have cable, so it's not like you can do anything.
Well, there has to be something the kid likes.
Right.
Whatever the kid likes, you take away.
Okay. I'll have to figure that one out.
And really, if you have a problem, just put the kid in the box, put a couple of, punch a couple of holes
air
in
holes,
it,
right.
and send him to me. I'll raise him.
Yeah. Can I send it to somebody?
That's a little dicey with this warm weather and all.
Hello, Don and Mike.
It'd be all right. You know, maybe a little brain damage.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, this is Chris from New Orleans. I just wanted to welcome you guys to the city.
Well, now, if we're on in New Orleans, it's news to us.
Are we on in New Orleans?
Yeah, you are on in New Orleans only for a couple days now. I don't really know what you guys are about, but...
What is the radio station?
94.7. I'm sorry, 94.9.
94.9.
We're on an FM stick in the Big Easy?
Yeah, you are.
Come on, Bob. 94.9. Are you telling the truth?
Yeah.
Well, they don't tell us so at the network. They don't.
What are the call letters?
I don't really know. It's pretty much a brand new station. It's called Extreme Radio.
Extreme Radio.
Extreme Radio 94.9, and then I live across the lake from New Orleans, which is, I pick it up on 94.7.
Oh, so they got two frequencies.
That's like Puncher Train.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We'll look into that.
Buzz is the only member of our merry crew that actually resided in the city that Gary forgot.
It's great. The Crescent City.
Yes. It's got more names than any city in America.
It does.
Hello.
And a few good ones. You know.
That's right.
I mean, there was a lady, seriously, it looked like Star Jones that was on stage one night.
Don and Mike.
Hey there.
I accidentally stumbled in there.
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that your son is very fortunate to sleep until 9 a.m. When I was living at home, we had to be up by 6 on school days and 7 on the week.
Rob's
having a problem.
Robin, Rob, I don't know what your problem is.
And I'm 38 years old, and when I still go home, I still have to be up by 8 a.m.
Wow. Good for you. Now, Rob, listen, you know, I only wish when little Adolf is born that around the time that he starts.
What about baby Julia, who is, still toddling around now? I mean, it's going to be sooner than that. Are you saying that you would make a different rule for girls?
No, what I'm saying is that being the father.
Right.
It's easier for the father, I think, to discipline a son.
When my daughters get to be a certain age, they are going to be up early whether they want to or not. Because when they get to be there, well, caregiving. Caregiving for dad. I mean, I'm pretty much figuring that
out. Time for dad's feeding.
Todd and Mike show.
Time to wheel dad out to the porch.
And it's very regimented living in the convent.
It is.
Hello, Todd and Mike.
Time for prayer.
Hello.
Todd and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, my name's Andrea, and I just want to tell you guys that I think it would be a perfect time to let Bart sleep in late, because I'm a full-time college student. I work 40 hours a week on the summer, and I take two summer classes, and on the weekends, I sleep till like 3, 4 o'clock in the
you
afternoon.
You know what this is, honey? Do you hear this right now? This is the world's smallest violin playing just for you. Do you hear that?
You're not supposed to sleep like that either. It's very bad for you.
Yeah. And furthermore, you want to earn some extra money. I want to tell you, you've got the gift right there. And you want to
disappoint the disc jockeys who are very angry.
You want to earn. You want to earn extra money. Look at God. You know what God has given you?
Wow.
Thank you.
I like to earn my money the honest way.
It's well, an honest way.
Not that way, though.
Okay, honey.
Anytime you're paid for services, it's honest.
Let me just say, God has also given you cash registers on each on the end of each of your arms.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also given you a cash register right underneath your nose.
Cash register
right under your nose.
That it doesn't have to be the cash register.
Use your ATMs.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is the young Spaniard.
Hi, young Spaniard.
I am calling to thank all the small people that came to watch me fight in Memphis, and I want to clarify, I'm not only from Spain, but Venezuela, Colombia, Mexico, and Portugal.
All right, thank
great,
you.
Great bit idea. One of the worst Spanish accents I've ever heard in my life.
That's only because you do not know what a true Spaniard sounds like.
Okay. I know, it makes it funny, though.
Yeah,
Mike.
I understand.
Okay, bye-bye.
A true Spaniard.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
Hey, I had a question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Have you got the cable in your place yet?
Yes, I do.
Well, did Buzz pressure you every day to get Cox Digital cable?
No, I got the DirecTV. I got the DirecTV in my place. I got the satellite internet too.
I'm not sure he lives in the service area, so you would.
Yeah, I live in a very remote area in a bunker.
So Buzz didn't come to you with his pierced tongue and
no,
his tattoos.
No, Buzz actually sent me a Taiwan basket though.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Which I sleep in.
Enjoy.
Hello.
Stomach down. I look like a spider.
Yeah, Donna Mike, wait.
She's suspended about 8 inches over my real bed.
Yeah, it's us. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering, can your son sleep anywhere? I mean, can he fall asleep at any point in time, anywhere in the house?
What do you mean? Can he? I mean, if he wanted to, he could. Sure, I guess.
Okay, I was saying, you know, go ahead and tell him he can sleep as long as he wants. He just can't sleep on anything that's going to be comfortable. Sleep on the floor, sleep on a pillow, sleep on
I believe I have the situation under control.
That'll solve the problem, though. There's nothing you want better than when there's some people coming over to your house and your son is sleeping in the middle of the kitchen.
My wife and I have the situation under control, sir. Yeah. Thank you, though. Hello, Donna Mike.
Dr. Spock calling.
Hello.
Hey, this is Bert.
Hi, Bert.
Hey, I'm calling from the candy booth. Melt my cheese. Talking about the Jack Diamond show.
Hey, my friend, how you
hey,
doing?
Hey, man, Jack's son did not thank the small people, and he did not thank me.
Hey, there you go, Bert.
Man, I'm E-O'd.
Hey, Bert, how are things going on your own?
Yeah, that's all right. Oh, I snuck into this tanning booth. I found a little hole in the wall.
Oh, that's great. I
rolled right through it, man.
That's great. Do you have your cheese in there?
Yeah, I'm melting the cheese on my...
Attaboy, Bert.
All right.
Hey, nice talking to you, my friend.
Bye, Bert.
Bert.
Hey, Diamond.
Bert.
I'm one of the small people.
Jackson.
Hey, sorry. Yeah, I look like a rat.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Don? Mike?
Yes.
How are you guys? El Rayo X from Austin, Texas.
Pardon me?
This is El Rayo X from Austin, Texas.
Yes, hi.
I just wanted to let you know the call letters in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
WXXM.
All right.
49.
WXXM.
Radio.
Is Rob, you're shaking your head. What, no? You don't believe it?
I believe it, but it's just this guy.
Yeah, this guy.
This guy.
What about this guy?
Rob was shaking his head.
It's possible.
Ruefully.
Possible that this guy's just a super fan of the show.
Could be.
Oh, is that it, sir?
That's it.
At WXSN is in Nancy?
XXM is in Mary.
Mary, okay.
WXXM as in X-rated, as in double X-rated, as in M, your mom. Mary.
Member.
Mary.
Oh, Mary.
Mary.
Yeah, Mary.
Because you said Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo.
Don, yo.
Mike.
Yo, hi.
Yo, what's going on? I just wanted to call in and let you know I got the college thing down pat. I'm a college student.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Drexel University in Philly.
Philly, gotcha. Okay.
And I think you guys got it all wrong. You see, I schedule all my classes for 8 to about 8 to 11 in the morning. 3 days, 4 days a week, and I finish up my night with my college classes.
All right, so you're out all night, and then when you're done partying, you party all night long.
Exactly.
Then the last thing you do before you go to bed is go to school.
That's the way to do it.
Okay.
No, I completely disagree, because I really do believe that at that age you have sleep requirements and you have recovery time that's necessary. My schedule when I was at American University, my last 2 years at American University, and I'll say specifically the first semester of my senior year was as follows. I would have a class, my only class would be 6:30 on Monday. And then on Tuesday, I would have my early morning classes, which would be like 9 or 10. And then, of course, Tuesday night was Tuesday night at the tavern. And we would have Tuesday night at the Tavern. Then I think I had one class on Wednesday, and then Thursday I had late afternoon. Friday, no classes at all.
Of course.
First class being Monday at 6:30 in the evening.
Yeah, there you go. There's that quality education your parents are paying for.
Well, when you go to America, in the days that I went to American University, it's gotten better since then, but now it's a lot more, you know, all that academic stuff. But when I went there, it was really important to schedule your classes so that they would really complement your social life.
I think there's a lot of guys, though, and maybe girls, but a lot of guys who have the capacity to stay up all night and who can work the opposite hours. So for those guys, I could see that logic.
I would have done that if there were classes that required discussion groups. Because then I would be great. You know, if you would stay out all night and then roll into, like, the kind of class where the chairs would be put in a circle. Yeah. No, let me disagree.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, this is Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, I served you at the Country Club about 2 weeks ago, and you gave me a $10 tip. I just want to say thank you, man.
Well, that's the type of generous individual I am.
Yeah, I saw you, and I took a double take, and then...
Hey, Don.
That started out so beautifully, and I had to just delete you out there.
I have country club experience, and although he was very nice to call you and tell you this, you must have him fired.
Why must I have him fired?
It's simply for the sake that he's called the radio show.
He's all right.
Okay. Have him fired. I'm sorry, sir, you've lost your job. You're one of the small people.
Are you the guy who wrote on the check, been listening a long time or something like that?
Yeah, since you're on 105.
Right, gotcha. All right, appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
He meant well.
Bye-bye.
Nice to see you field a few of these now.
you know, I got no problem with that, with the fact that, I mean, we don't belong to a fancy golf club like you do. We belong to a regular one. Well, a medium one. Okay.
Upper
okay.
Medium.
But hold on, as opposed to...
Oh, Bushwood.
The Taj Mahal,
yes, yeah. The Taj Mahal, for now.
And, yeah, that's right, that's going to be changing soon, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, I already put my letter in.
But, I can't discuss it, because I had to delete out what the guy was saying.
Right.
That apparently, when I was there with my family over the weekend, I was discussing some stuff, and he was saying that everybody could hear.
Oh, really?
That's what I had to dump out. He said, I heard you talking about...
There's no rule about that, though. I discuss stuff liberally now because, you know, I do. That's what I discuss. I discuss it loudly out in bars. There's no rule against that, is there? To the best of my knowledge, Don?
No, there's not. But
man wants to do a little venting?
But my point is that I thought it, you know, I got a loud voice. I thought it was a private conversation between just me and my wife and my kid.
Right.
But apparently this boy, Alan, who was serving us the food, he was hearing everything that was said.
No. That wouldn't have been Wednesday, was it?
Might have been.
Hello, Mr. Don?
Might have been, Mike.
This is Hector from your house?
Could have been. You're right about that.
Oh, I know. I was right. I never mentioned that to you, though, this very moment. But yeah, when I talked to you Wednesday.
Glug, glug. All right. D-R-U-N-K, I was.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Did you think you were covering it when you talked to me?
Okay. No.
You didn't make mention of it, though.
There's no need to hide it.
But I knew pretty well.
When you're that drunk. You can't hide it.
We had some funny conversations on Wednesday.
When you're that bombed,
sure.
Really, you can't hide it.
No.
Right.
You can't hide it. And, never mind.
I know.
Never mind.
It sucks. It sucks sometimes.
We went through a really tough time, and I had one day when, I drank.
Did you came away from the conversation thinking that you handled yourself pretty well, though? Because a lot of times that accompanies it. Like, I'm doing great.
Right.
No.
I knew.
There was no need to say to Mike that I was drunk, because I knew he knew that I was drunk.
You know what was great, though?
When my wife came home, as soon as my wife walked through the door and I said, all I said to her was, hello.
Yeah.
She said, you're drunk.
9 o'clock in the morning.
No, it wasn't 9 o'clock. It was 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
But you know, we were kind of on the same pattern on Wednesday night because remember Thursday was the day that that you know, you kind of wanted me to stay by the phone.
Right.
Remember that? And I said, I'll stay by the phone because I really wasn't even capable of leaving the house. I was really pretty much on the couch in the fetal position.
It was one drunk talking to another drunk. But yeah, I don't know what it is. My wife's got the radar.
They know.
Really, that she had left the house like at 4 o'clock. And she came back at 6.
Right.
And she walked in the door, and she said, very upbeat, she mm-hmm. said, honey, I'm home. She had gotten some stuff to barbecue or something, and I walked into the living room, and I said, hello. And she said, you're drunk. That was it.
Yeah. Right, right.
Right. And,
she
and,
knew.
And, you know, and there's no denying it.
Mm-hmm, no.
Yes.
And it's impossible to tell when you've been drinking.
Yeah.
You got a circuit that goes, like, you know, from here down to your lower lip.
I can't help it.
That really, I mean, it works. You're, in fact, you're thinking a lot better than you're talking, actually. You know, with some people, they can actually think poorly and be able to speak very clearly. With you, I mean, even after a couple, it kind of goes to the lower lip where you do a little. You start sounding like the guy from Caddyshack a little bit.
I know I
do. That's the way it's going to be.
I know I do.
It's pretty funny.
I know I do.
Me, on the other hand, I speak very clearly, but I'm saying horrible things that I have to apologize for.
Hello,
so
Mr.
I'd rather be in your situation.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Mr. Don.
Yeah.
This is Hector from your house.
Hi, Hector.
We have your roof off, but we're finishing for the day now.
All right. Thank you, Hector. Thank you. We're running away late. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ladies and gentlemen, David Spade.
I'm about to take you on a magical journey. Okay, not really, but I am going to take you to a place that's up to its smoke and mirrors.
Comedy Central's The Showbiz Show with David Spade is bringing you everything that's happening in the entertainment world. The who, the why, and the what the.
We cover it all, from Whitney and Bobby to Jessica Simpson's dad. What's up with that guy?
The Showbiz Show with David Spade, tearing Tinseltown a new one. Premieres this Thursday night at 10:30, 9:30 Central, only on Comedy Central.
There's a million stories in this town, and only half involve sex on tape.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now for the bonus round. If fast is slow and slow is fast, when does the wind blow east?
Midnight.
Correct. A train leaves St. Louis at 2 p.m.
58 miles per hour.
Correct. Do people like standing in line at the video store?
No.
Correct! That's why they use Netflix.com and have their DVDs mailed directly to their home in about one business day. All the movies you want starting at only $9.99 a month. Netflix.com. It's that easy.
DVDs at a time varies by program.
Don and Mike Afternoons.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
It's the Don and Mike Show on AM 1550, The Edge.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, followed by Tom Likas at 7 on The Edge 1550.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. Word just in from Louisiana that the owners of a flooded New Orleans area nursing home are now charged with negligent homicide in the deaths of 34 patients. An unusual step for President Bush today, admitting to mistakes, this time in dealing with Hurricane Katrina.
To the extent that the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility.
He will make a primetime address to the nation Thursday from Louisiana about the relief efforts. The death toll in that state alone climbing now at 423. Supreme Court Chief Justice nominee John Roberts is in the hot seat fielding questions from senators on day two of his confirmation hearings. He won't say how he'd rule on controversial issues like abortion.
That's one of the areas where I think the prior nominees have drawn the line when it comes to do you agree with this case or do you agree with that case.
Roberts does say the court's past decisions should be respected. Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Whether you run a small business or a busy household, the UPS store wants you to remember these six words.
Don't you worry about a thing.
At the UPS store, we have a lot of different ways to help you. We have packing and shipping experts. We can print, copy, collate, and bind presentations. We can even set you up with a mailbox at our store. So the next time you have a lot to do, just think of these six words. Don't you worry about it. The UPS store, the place for packing and shipping and a whole lot more.
Time for Mom's Most Shocking Secrets Revealed. Today, Campbell's Cheesy Chicken and Rice Bake. An exclusive investigation uncovers how moms make this delicious meal. First, mix Campbell's cream of chicken soup with chicken and rice. Place into Yet True. Look for food.
Pride, commitment, dedication, tradition. Woodland Hills travels to Norwin a year after Hurricane Ivan forced the Wolverines to play a home game at Knight Stadium. Adam Guskey and Matt Bush will bring you all the action as the Quad East schedule grinds on. Coverage begins this